This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 169. Speak, talk, tell, and say how to use them right.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. All right, guys, the World Cup finished up, but now it's time for the World Cup of leaving reviews for All Ears English on iTunes. We noticed that in June, we had a lot of new reviews, with Spain in the lead as the winner with 8 reviews, then Japan with 7, US 7, China 6, and then some other countries left several reviews. But you guys, we want to have a competition in August to see which country can leave the most reviews.
This is going to be so cool. So we're going to be looking for Germany, Thailand, Brazil, Turkey, Russia, Italy, France, Mexico, Argentina, and Korea. Let us see your reviews, guys.
Step it up and let's see which country can really win for reviews in August. We'll let you know the results at the end of August.
Excellent.
In today's episode, you're going to hear an explanation and tons of examples so that you will know how to use speak, talk, tell, and say in your next English conversation.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Lindsay. Did you say we're recording?
Oh my God, we are recording because the button is red. So.
Oh, you said we're recording.
I told you we were recording.
Oh, you told me.
3 minutes ago, and you're ignoring me. So.
Sorry. Okay. Hey, Lindsay. How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Oh,
and
great.
I was hoping we could talk today a little bit.
Talk about what?
Well, I'd like to talk about the differences
between talk and speak.
Yeah, and tell and say. Right?
That sounds like a great episode because I know there's a lot of confusion about these 4 verbs that all have to do with a similar meaning, but they're not the same.
Yeah, and today is our second Tuesday where we're going to address the 15 fixes to tune up your Porsche.
AKA your English.
English skills.
Yeah.
And this is number 14.
That's right.
So we gotta get into it.
Number 14. And last Tuesday, we spoke about listen or hear. So go back to last Tuesday to hear that or to listen to that. Yeah, it could be interchangeable there. That's the thing that makes some of these verbs confusing is you can use them interchangeably. But what we want to do in this episode is to really focus on the differences. Because if we talk about how they're used interchangeably, it could be a little confusing.
It's too confusing. Yeah. So quickly, in less than 10 minutes today, we're going to highlight the key differences.
Yeah,
and then it's up to you guys to go and practice and learn more.
Yeah. So let's talk about some key differences. Speak is the most formal out of all 4 of these.
How many languages do you speak, Gabby?
I speak, I think, 4 or 5.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Which languages do you speak?
Which languages do I speak fluently? Only one, Spanish. Well, English.
And English. You're pretty good at English.
But I have tried to speak Japanese. I've tried to speak French.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to learn Latin, but that doesn't count because that's not a spoken language.
Ah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Can you, speak to me about your knowledge of the game of tennis?
I can tell you a lot about the game of tennis.
Yeah,
I can tell you all about how it works, the scorekeeping system, if you want, but do you really want to know? I didn't think you were interested in tennis.
I am interested because, it's an interesting sport. I really like some of the players,
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I said I think tennis is an interesting sport. Maybe we can talk about it later, though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the verb to talk.
Talk.
Yeah. So we use talk in a more informal way to speak about conversation. Sorry to mix the verbs up there. But talk is more informal, and it refers to conversation.
Definitely.
Talk to me, Lindsay.
Talk to me. Come on. Let's have some chatter.
Come talk to me.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Give me a call. I want to talk later.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in a relationship and your partner says, we need to talk.
Oh.
That could be a warning sign.
That could be a breakup coming.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. We all know how that feels. Ouch.
Okay, the next verb is to tell. So to tell is mainly to do what?
Yeah, to tell a story, right? So here on the show, on the All Ears English podcast, we try to tell stories.
Yeah, tell stories.
About our experiences abroad, about silly mistakes we made when we were abroad.
Yeah, exactly. And it's to inform, right? Tell me the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell me what you think. Tell can also be used to command, like, I told you to call me.
Right,
but you didn't.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm a little angry.
Or we can say, and you can also approach this by learning this in chunks, right, in phrases.
Mm.
For example, say, tell the truth.
Ooh, I like that.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Or tell it like it is.
Or speak your mind.
Ooh.
Or speak up.
Okay. Maybe that's a different episode, actually.
Ooh, I like that.
Learning those phrases.
But learning in phrases or chunks is going to improve your speaking much faster.
Absolutely.
Great.
And then
the last verb is to say.
Mm-hmm.
To say is usually to say something, to say a word, to say a sentence. We use this verb a lot in reported speech, like to quote someone, like, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of a quote now right off.
Like,
right off
what did Obama say he would do when he was elected? What did he say he would do, right?
Yeah, I mean,
he said he would change a lot of things.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so just a recap. Speak is formal. Speak is with a language. Talk is conversation. It's more informal. Tell a story. Tell to inform someone. Tell a command. Say is to quote. Right?
Well said.
Oh, why? Thank you. Tell me more.
Oh, love it. Love it.
I want to talk to you all day long. If you keep complimenting me.
So guys, this is great. So you've got the basic overview of these four verbs. And now what we want you to do is go out and practice.
Yes. Well, thanks for listening. And we hope that these episodes give you a lot of good ideas so that you can talk to English-speaking friends.
And speak as much as possible.
All right, we have to stop this. Tell me this episode is over.
Oh my God. Yes, we can say that it is.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.